Okay, we discussed about the service levels, we talked about reliability, responsiveness, empathy. Now let us understand the developing the product line and mix. All businesses must decide the product and services to offer. What they are going to offer, the range of services, the range. For example, a large community hospital that provides some territory services or anything that on a distinct product line or something else, that has to be shown. So if you take a look at community hospital product mix, I will start with critical care. This is critical care. This is community hospital. What we are offering, surgery, infant and other checks, comprehensive cancer center. These inputs, then psychology, then urology, then medicine, then therapies. Then in infant, we are seeing infant, we are seeing all these things, pediatrics, gynecology. So, you know, this is typically what we call the developing the product line and mix. So when you implementing a marketing plan, you have to identify, okay, in critical care, what are we offering? In infant health, what we offering? In surgery, what we offering? In oncology, what? Urology, what? On psychology, in urology, nephrology, what we are offering? So it is basically a company must determine the breadth and depth of the product mix. It can be used in a product lines or it can be everything. For example, I can have a comprehensive cancer care system, a sports medicine, respiratory, cardiovascular, it's a multi-speciality. So the depth refers to the number of product items within each product line. So if I go back, here you can see in the infant health, I have such a big product line. But in critical care, surgery, oncology or psychology or urology and all these things, the product line is not there. It's only this where the product line. So I should know in critical care what is the product line. So what I'm trying to tell you is, it is the number of product items within each product line. So number of product items in each product line, that is critical. Again, mix. This shows the depth of product line in a comprehensive cancer center. That was a community hospital. Radiation oncology, hospice, education, social workers, oncology surgery, tumor registry, gynecology, oncology, pediatric oncology, and then hospital comprehensive. So in the comprehensive, this is one, this is specialty, comprehensive cancer center. And these are my product offered or the product line. The product line is one, comprehensive cancer center. But the mix is this many. I have tumor registry, I have oncology, I have education, I have hospice, I have gynecology, I have pediatrics, so covered in all the line. The product life cycle is nothing but the healthcare company or historically the duration of the product that is being stretched to 8 years and longer. So when I say for a single product, if the product itself existed for more than 8 years or so, we can call it a product life cycle. The average duration, that is what typically in a healthcare or in a product life cycle means. A product life cycle management is a vital business process tool for healthcare franchises. Managing the disruptive micro trends, rapid technology driven innovation, shorter product development, shorter wait time, shorter test mechanisms, laboratory regulatory landscape, traditional healthcare interventions, competition, and all these things. Four distinctive phases: the introduction, the growth, the maturity, and the decline. So we typically call it the product life cycle management, or the life cycle management, or product life cycle management. Basically, what we are saying is we determine a product life cycle by when it was introduced, how much growth it has, what is the maturity of the cycle, and whether there is a decline or not. So when I say growth and maturity, so for example, let us go back. In this comprehensive cancer center, I have 8 product mix. One product line and 8 mix. So there are 8 different product offered or services offered. So let's say in a typical segment of this particular point of growth and maturity, I'm not coming to decline. So let's say we introduced 1, 2, 3 in year 1. So radiation oncology, hospice and education. This was on year 1. Oncology, surgery, tumor registry was year 2. And gynecology and pediatric in year 3. So in year 4, I have almost everything working. I would look at growth of each of this product or services. And I would look at the maturity of the product. So when I say maturity, growth is I grew X% in year 1. X percent in year or two, but is there a sustenance? Is there a maturity that, and now, okay, now I'm getting those footfalls in radiation oncology or hospice or education or social workers or gynecology. Maybe in those 8 divisions, gynec and pediatric has given a very high growth and a maturity, and the other thing have declined. So as a product manager or as a marketing manager, I have to make a decision that whether this product lifecycle management is giving me the application of different strategies to, you know, buy something, optimize something, sales performance and viability, so that I can have a infinite or a finite lifespan with each of its own phases. Again, regardless of the particular healthcare component examined, medical technologies, pharmaceutical products, surgical techniques, procedures, durable medical equipment, manufacturing, service delivery system, and so innovation is pervasive. It's always in that way. Again, the lifespan, the consistency, which each of this stage presenting his own unique area of opportunities, products must be managed differently at different stages of their life cycle. The stages development are defined as follows. Introduction. When we introduce it to the market, we are new. Sales growth is slow. Public begins to gain awareness of it. Newly product offerings are there. Strategies are made to increase the product awareness first and then the market growth. The growth is actually when the sales started happening. So sales is increasing. Product awareness is more. There is in surge of doing all these things. It also attracts the competitors to the market. During stage, this market shifts to their attention from building product awareness to brand awareness. Maturity, again, I said, it sells growth levels off, creates a sustenance. Now it's an established market. Marketers know what you're offering. They know the service you're offering. So that is the differentiation and the competitive offerings. And finally, decline. Sales growth rapidly decreases. Number of competitors in the marketplace are more. And either eliminate of this product or seek an extent of the lifespan. So either you eliminate the product or you extend the product life cycle. Very simple. So if you see from introduction to growth to the maturity phase, and then there is a decline. So time and annual sales volume, these two are the main thing. So when I introduce, my sales volume is low and the time is low. As the time progresses, I grow. As the sales increases, I maturity of my stabilization, and as my sale decreases with the increase of time, I get into a decline. That's the product life cycle graph. Another one, R&D, commercialization and competition, product launch, so discovery, pre-cycle, clinical, approval. Again, so these are the pre of the product launch. So this is of a sample vaccine treatment product life cycle. So there is a discovery pre-clinical, then there is a clinical trial. Then there is approval. The clinical trial is basically the human trial. The approval, then there's the introduction, growth, maturity, decline. So the market exclusivity and this close, and this is the competition that takes. So then there is a universal path crossover with everything. Accelerating the healthcare product life cycle. Now see, if COVID wouldn't have happened, maybe healthcare would have been still the same, or the growth would have been not very disruptive. But the emergence of COVID actually disrupted the lives and lifestyle of individuals and societies worldwide. It's an immediate drive to develop effective vaccine. So pharmaceutical companies, innovators, manufacturers work day and night to come up with the vaccine of COVID-19 and tried to solve the problem. Although it took them, I think the first vaccine was released after 9 or 10 months, and that was also in a clinical trial. That was not sure. So the benchmark, the speed, the efficacy, and if I can go back, so there was discovery on a preclinical, then clinical, then it got approved. Remember, this approval has to happen fast because we are into a COVID phase. And then it was introduced to a market, it growthed naturally. Now it is on the decline phase. You don't need a vaccination now. If you have a booster dose, you're fine. That means the product itself was in R&D. From there, it was commercialized on the marketing, and then it was competition. So there is now every company has a booster dose. So that's how the product life cycle works. I have already defined this on the acceleration, on the impact maximize, the requirement, the development, the typically the logistics that is required for this period and out to additional countries. Again, the same thing, product life cycle, the design of the supply chain must maintain a balance, because when I'm doing a clinical trial, I need those products. When I'm doing R&D, I know those products. Then there are patients worldwide. See, everything had that product life cycle. So clinical supply chain design. So this is an healthcare accelerating. So this is my API. API is basically a formulation unit where the medicines are, you know, designed, the R&D happens, all these things. This is the drug manufacturing company who creates the drug. Then there is the logistics will put to a depot. So then there is a stipulated, the therapy that stipulated time out here that this should not be gone beyond. If I'm being right, some of the medicines in India are had to be transferred within 15 days. So any vials, so if you see the vials, they are created and they are transported into a different way. It is called the, I call it the air conditioned truck, because it has to be maintained some kind of level of maturity of that product. Depot. From depot, either it can go to pharmacy, to a clinic or a hospital. And then the patient takes it. This is an entire clinical supply chain design. And this is universal in India. Every pharmaceutical company goes through this. A pharmaceutical company comes with a drug, then it is manufactured, logistics, depot, pharmacy, and this is how it goes. Now comes, let's come to the distribution channel. The how it is distributed, right? It's a basic component of a marketing mix. So if I go back, this is a distribution. This is the end user. This is the producer, and this is the distribution channel. So when I say distribution, so the place refers to the basic component of a market mix, depends how and where the product is assessed by the consumer, the path it takes to travel, the time, and the element of the market mix refers to the manner which services are being delivered. So it's in both ways. So the patient or so the way I'm delivering a service is also distribution, but it can have retail mix, a supply chain management in healthcare, and the alternative channels in distribution. Again, I have showed you the image. Again, the alternate channels of distribution refer to the product moves from manufacturer to the wholesaler to the retailer and the consumer. So the alternative channels, first it goes to the wholesaler, from wholesaler it goes to the retailer. Retailer is the chemist, from chemist it goes to the consumer or the customer. Although this is a common path, but there are various other channels. In healthcare, for a hospital, it doesn't go to a wholesaler, it goes to a hospital. For some clinic where you can find a medical representative walking into there it directly, so he has a setup with the distribution channel and it goes directly to the doctor. See, the access, the consolidation about the managed care organization, all this put together are the alternative channels of distribution. Some of the organizations provide value by bringing providers closer to the customer through the establishment of satellite clinics, remote way, if I can put it. And some organizations provide value by bringing together a large number of patients or subscribers. So either it is accessible or it is consolidation. But economy is also there. Easier to purchase the service through the pricing of premiums or the purchase term provided. So it's a long term. And time saving. Some organizations provide value by being available when the consumer wants to access the service. The value is provided by after hours clinics. Some clinics you might find it's 24/7. Some clinic is 12/7. I have never seen a clinic shuts a shop on a normal holiday. So it's open all days. So we may have an organization which provides nurses for senior citizens, because there are a lot of senior citizens. So, you know, these are the other way of time savings or distribution. So they carry those medicines. The information is very critical in the alternative channels of distribution, because very important value is provided by some middleman. You know, retailers, for example, often train the salesman to be knowledgeable in the product. Some medical organizations have developed detailed health education for the program. I know I was working for a pharmaceutical giant. They want only B Pharm graduates to be their chemists. Because what you're selling, if you do not know what you're selling, it might create a problem for them. It's a simple way. It's a B Pharm graduate to open a chemist shop. That's how the information goes. Now, the distribution alternative. So direct is clinic and hospital emergency. They go to patients. Indirect is orthopedic or university or wellness or community. From there, it goes to a community hospital. From wellness program goes to a salesperson. Hospital goes to a company. So patients are coming to company and the hospital, and it's an indirect channel. Or orthopedic group has a primary care group, and then patients are coming to primary care group, and that is how they're getting the services or the medicine. This is one distribution channel. A community hospital is linked with a university clinic so that they can get the medicines. Salesperson is connected to the wellness program, so they get the medicines. And eventually, see, patients are always the end users. and the medicine companies or the drug manufacturers are here, either they are directly giving it to the clinic or hospital emergency, or they're giving in subgroups. So ultimately, the distribution channels is just like this. You can't change it. Now, once again, the manufacturing, develop and create products, hospital, doctors, offices, questions, facilities. Important is, with thousands upon thousands of healthcare product manufactured across the world, it is cumbersome and costly to have each individual manufacturer supply product directly to each hospital. So that is why the alternate channel or the indirect channel. Again, to reduce cost, visibility, efficiency. In recent months, this has also come to include the strategic goal of improving supply chain agility and all these things. Getting health supply chain management right means that supply partners are better able to direct and detect and resolve bottlenecks, potential disruptions. I still remember in one of the pharmaceutical companies, there was a big problem of getting azithromycin molecules because there was a truck strike in the Northeast. And there are a lot of companies have their manufacturing plant in Northeast, especially Sikkim. So they had to get something from Calcutta and go on with it, right? One more. So it's kind of manufacturing one to physician offices, to hospital. So they can go interact in anywhere. This is without the distribution channel. He can go to here, here, here. He can go here. He can go to everyone. So it's kind of a hodgepodge. But if I have a proper distributor, manufacturer, all the manufacturers, so look at this, there is no distributor. All the manufacturers have to go everywhere, the cost increases. There is a distributor who takes an X amount of price and distributes it here. That's the difference of supply chain. So I hope we are clear with the previous supply chain without distribution and the distributors. Because of the distributors, the tangling or the product distribution from a supply chain perspective is perfect. Now let us understand retail mix. It's a position for an organization, retailers, for the components of retail mix, which includes the goods and services the organization offers, the distribution and the communication. So when I say retail mix, it's a mixture of all the three, the goods and the service offered, the distribution of the services and the communication strategies implemented. So let us look at an image out here. This is the communication model, this is the good and service model, and this is the distribution model. So this is what we call as the mix. How do we communicate is my strategy? What are the goods and service offered? And what are the distribution channels are doing? So in order to understand this in a better way, we will now talk about the pricing, the entire way of what we place and what we not place. In the mix is the most important is the price. I mean, the most challenging because you have to keep the hospital profitable, because if the hospital is not profitable, then nothing works out. A fair point of insurance has to happen with the services being offered, which should be affordable. If I go to a hospital where apart from the surgery, open heart surgery will cost you 15 lakhs, even though you have a medical card, nothing going to happen. So think from that. You have to think from the healthcare context, you have to think from the patient context, you have to think from the final price or the product service offered. This also includes the government controls, the reimbursements, the patient benefits. So accordingly, it creates the entire mixture of the patient benefits plus the reimbursements, plus the government controls, plus the affordability, the services being ordered, which actually contributes to the pricing. Now, why do we think we have to make a price? So where the price of shopping may take place in the healthcare. The services are not complex, it's simple. The need for the services is not urgent. The diagnosis has already been made. And there is a bundle price or the norm of the service. So it's not a single service, it's kind of a bundle. And the insurance benefit structure provides incentives to choose lower cost providers. So the service is not complex where the pricing happens very effective. If I buy a medical claim where I would try to see the services that is given, which is pretty simple. You have A, B, C, this is the coverage, this is the premium. The need for service is not urgent. So there I might look for an effective pricing. The diagnosis, which already has been made. So there is no pre-diagnosis or pre-hospitalization cost. A lot of medical claim do cover that also. Bundle prices and the most insurance benefit structures. The pricing strategies differ to an organization's goals and its direction. In general cost, the determination of floor for pricing and the consumer set the ceiling. In addition, a hospital or clinic objective affect pricing. The following are the several objectives that would result in various pricing actions. Build traffic or market share may affect your price. Obtain short run or long run profits may affect price. Obtain growth. If it's a very high growth, pricing may take an effect. If it's a very sustained growth, price may take an effect. This is to stabilize the market. Pricing is required for the speed and the exit of marginal competitors, to discourage competitors' entry, to enhance your image, to develop the product leadership, and use price as an artificial indication of quality. So this is why pricing are needed. Now, promotion. So product mix, then the pricing or the promotion. Before I go to promotion or anything, I want to show you something, and I want to show you, and then I'll commit to it. The biggest part of promotion is the communication model. So at the heart of the model, if you see, there is a sender and the receiver. These, the arrows, if you see, it's a unidimensional arrow. So this is the entire structure. So sender or the campaigner or the advertiser creates something and creates an encoding of the message. The noise can disturb the message. Then the receiver has a decoder to decode it and understands it and feedback. So let's say the Fevikwik ad. The sender had an encoding message by showing a fisherman doing fishing, getting nothing. Then a villager comes, uses the Fevikwik adhesive, does four dots on a stick, puts the stick in the water, so the message is going. So the receiver encodes, "Achha, if you cannot do fishing, you can do with Fevikwik because the adhesive is very strong." Do they say that message? No, it is implied. So there are a lot of noise which can distort the message, and the receiver gives a feedback that I did not understand. The sender recreates it again. Now let us go back to understand. The promotional strategies that the companies use to communicate their message to the marketplace have four basic components: advertising, personal selling, publicity, and sales promotion. So my communication can happen through advertising. My communication can happen through personal selling. My communication may be done through publicity. My communication can be done through sales promotion. So as a sender, I have four different ways or medium that I can send my communication to the marketplace. It can be an advertisement, it can be a personal selling, it can be a publicity, or it can be a sales promotion. And as I said, at the heart of all this is the communication. Well, that's the reason I went to the communication model first. So the sender has four various ways. We talked about the communication model. Let's go to personal selling. I give an example. Let's say I give you two scenarios. Let's say you walk into a hospital and you meet a physician. You tell the physician all of your problems. The physician writes on the prescription, gives it to himself, go to the dispensary or go to the chemist, buy this medicine, come back after a week. You go to another one in the same hospital or in a different hospital. The physician greets you, asks you how's your day has been, how you feeling right now, the normal diagnosed questions I'm not getting into. Then says, you know what, this is, don't need to be worried about, you know, consoles you, empathizes with you, tells you how lifestyle has changes, you know, how things, so he speaks about a lot of things, doing all this, encourages that exercises and all these things. This will reduce this kind of a problem. And at the end of this, he says that, you know, I've given you a prescribed medicine, which will take care of everything. But you know what? How about you do a test? You don't have to do it right now. You take a call on it. And later, maybe after a day or two, when you're fine, do this test. And then we'll meet you after a week. Whom do you think has the best communication in personal selling? Your guess is right. It's the second one. Why? Because he didn't do only the job of the physician. He, you know, had that communication going on, you know, greeted him, empathized with him. He also sold something, the test. It can be a lipid profile, it can be a blood test. It's cost, right? He didn't say anything. And even if he says that, is what is the cost of this test? You know, the physician might say, okay, don't have to worry about the cost as of now. We can take care of it later. But think of it if you want to take it. Or what will I do is, I'll do a quick blood test of yours in front of you. I have a wonderful device with me, which you can have it from the dispensary if you want to. It can give you this things in 5 seconds. what if you had this in home? See, a personal selling with empathy will give you a better marketability than a non-empathy. Okay, so you should ask yourself, what's playing on my communication channel? Is it the right message? So that display board I said in the hospitals when you enter, that's your biggest communication place. Is it being seen and heard by the right audience? Does the message need to be, you know, revised, volume increased? Am I sticking to my marketing plan, measuring results? What's new marketing approaches? So on and so forth. Personal selling is any paid personal presentation of good ideas of services, even if it is not paid. The major difference in this tool is the advertisement is done through a personal form of communication. That's what I give an example. The major strength of this selling is that it allows a direct feedback from the receiver. And personal selling also has a greater advantage than advertising, because there I have already sold two products. You might choose one. And a company can easily target audience for its communication. Maybe I am getting new devices as a manufacturing or a pharmaceutical company has done a tie-up with me to sell pre-diabetic products, which is this small, just pinch of a finger, it will give you anything results. You know, I'll give you this example. In one of the pharmaceutical companies, I was there for a training program. And on that training program, there was a HIV test, probably a blood test was going on. And they are doing it for all the employees. So I asked them, is it free? But yeah, it's a new device is coming into the market. So we're trying to see if the employees are, yeah, it's a third party brand, but we are approaching the pharmaceutical companies so that they can market our product. Imagine a form of 500 people got a blood test in an hour. Don't you think that's more personal selling? I was also given the same test. Eventually after some day, my friend wanted some kind of device. So I called that person and said, you know, this guy. So you do not know where it will happen. It's the biggest advertisement channel. And they were speaking to you throughout what this does, how it does with personal selling, and company can target audience for its communication. Okay. What are the benefits of personal selling? Increased facility utilization, improved medical staff relations, financial benefits, increased market share, market presence, organizational market software. Now, this market, I'm keeping it aside for the time being. Think of this, improved medical staff relations and financial benefits. I'll just give you an example. That friend asked me, one of the physicians is asking, he went to hospital for a treatment from the office. It's a good machine. Just ask what is the validity of the machine. They said the validity is for a year. And if you take an AMC contract, just like any other electronic equipment you have in-house, water purifier or AC, if you take an MNC, which is just 800 rupees, we will service you for 2 years with 4 free services. That's a good deal. You know the best part? My friend never used that for the 2 years. That's the benefit of personal selling. Because that person empathized with him, told him that you don't have to walk into any of the tests which cost you 1200 rupees or blah, blah, blah. You don't have to get into a pathological lab to get a test, wait for the time being. You just take a tip of your finger, don't eat anything. Just do a pinch when the blood comes, put it on the machine and everything comes. It also prints, by the way. He never used it. And because he liked the product, his entire family had a product of 10. Just with one word of selling, that person sold 8,000 of AMC and the product cost was 1,000, 10,000, so 18,000 sold in one go, one word of mouth. That's the benefit of personal selling. And by doing this, I'm increasing market share, I'm increasing market presence, word of mouth, and then the sophistication. That's it. That's all about personal selling. Publicity. Bad, good. You know, we always say that is Indian Railways. They cannot say things clearly. You go to any Bombay station today, whether it is Baikala, Bombay Central, Church Gate, they speak in Marathi. But if you see, and I've seen in the last 20 years, the pronunciation, the enunciation of that voice is better now. Even though you do not understand Marathi, you'll still have a feel what that lady is saying. Because in my opinion, probably more than 10 lakh people use the train services, various routes for office and other purposes. I'm not even talking about the express trains. So publicity can be defined as an indirectly paid presence of goods or services. It is most common to healthcare organizations because it's a coordinated through an efforts of a public relations department. It encourages the media to broadcast a story or an organization by its accomplishments. Sometimes you will see during the COVID time, there are a lot of doctors being invited. There were a lot of CEOs of the hospitals being invited, that how they're managing things. This is publicity. The hospital, maybe for example, is not discussed on the right nightly news for having saved a person's life, but does not pay directly for that coverage. So that is how the publicity happens. Most consumers who read a story in the newspaper or a magazine will form a judgment or an opinion based on the report that is being shown. It can be favorable, it can be unfavorable. These communications are unbiased presentation about the firm. Yet the indirect message or the payment aspect of publicity is also its greatest weakness. Because I'm paying to do that, right? Because a news channel, even if it shows an advertisement, it will get, and so that doesn't have control of how or when the message gets out. They will shoot it according to their timing. One of my friend asked me, Gabriel, you go to consulting board. Could you tell me what are the what are the advertisement slots? This is how they use for the IPL. For 6 seconds, it's 10 lakhs or 15 lakhs for 6 seconds. But you don't have the control that in that 6 seconds, whether you will be shown that ad or not. Because sometimes you will see a player is having a glass of water or a bottle of water, suddenly ad comes out. So it totally depends on the media or the broadcasting. So you don't have any control. If it's a football match, during the 45 minutes, you can't show an ad because for 45 minutes, there is no break. And in that break, the slot is around 2 to 3 minutes. So that's how, but you don't control in which slot will the advertisement come out. It's completely according to their choice, and that's the greatest weakness of publicity. Okay, the marketing and public relations happens in this way. So there are media releases, there are tours, there are social programs, there are volunteer programs, there are creative copy of the ads, there are market-based research and all these things. So it's kind of a mixtures and interface. So maybe a fundraising image assessment was given, maybe there was a forecasting done, there was a political management being done, maybe there was a social program being done, or maybe there was a volunteer program being done. For example, if you find that a lot of pharmaceutical companies donate medicines as a volunteer program. During COVID times, India gave it to probably one of the African countries free of cost. Probably to the worth of around, this was N95 masks because they produced it here. So those are things. So the marketing and the public relations interface in this way. The fourth tool in that is sales promotion, which is a mix of sales promotion involves temporary inducements to buy, not to buy. It's any short term for a particular product or service. It is never a long term. The efforts can be directed to the user or the intermediary who carries the product, but it's always for a short term. Traditional businesses spend more money on sales promotion. That's the key word. Healthcare, there is a very limited attempt at sales promotion because it is not a direct sales, it's a service. Some hospitals have used sales promotion to induce consumers into engaging into a health screening activity. That's all. I give you an example during chapter 2. Cardiovascular week or a heart week or a bone week. So these are sales promotion. Pharmaceutical companies also have used sales promotions to induce trial of medication. So if you want to human trials or testing and one of those things, you can use sales promotion. Objective is very simple: to encourage trial of the product by consumers, encourage intermediaries to utilize the facility, to encourage customers to buy more than one unit, and to encourage intermediaries to devote more effort in selling the product or service. So that sales promotion, by the word, it is clear that we want to increase in sales. I mean, that's the bottom line. To acquaint more customers, to identify new customers, to build or imprint a customer loyalty, encourage customers to come more, switch more, to gain entry into new markets. But these are all related to sales. End of that, it's bottom line. But there are two ways the sales promotion can happen. So channel control strategies. And the two basic strategies involving promotion tools that can be accomplished are push and pull. Either you push as a sales promotion or you pull as a sales promotion. Push is nothing but which involves controlling the channel of distribution by working through the channel. Direct channel. I have, so for example, chemist, it's a push, it's not a pull. Okay, how many azithromycin you require, or how many rosuvastatin do you require, or how many Corex do you require? This, okay, I'm giving you this. Right? So it's directly kind of a distribution where consumer goods manufacturer for an acute care hospital. So it's being pushed. The need is already there. For the consumer goods company, the product moves to a consumer. For the hospital, the patient moves to the facility. So there is a difference. For a consumer goods company, for a consumer goods or a FMCG, for everything, the product moves directly to the consumer. But for the hospital, the product directly moves to the hospital and the patient moves to the facility. So hospital has a medical staff that also has a practice privileges in the hospital or the clinic. So there the administrator wants these physicians to know more, to admit patients based on that, on a particular facility, to encourage it. The administrator might also tell them about preferential parking, free lunches, because it's a promotion, right? So my promotion. So the basic simple is the last line. The goal is that the physicians will refer patients to the hospital at which the physicians feel most comfortable. So again, it's dependent. The physician's lounge, office space in the attached medical office building. So if you're coming with somebody, you still want to work, there is a space out there. So it's a sales promotion, if it's the bottom line. Pull, it's an alternate. The organization appeals directly to the consumers by passing or controlling the intermediary. For example, a care center might find the local physician do not want to refer to the medical center. In spite of efforts of general referrals, patient flow is low. So the medical center begins to promote its new program directly to the consumers. So I'm pulling them. I'm not pushing them. A physician can push a patient to a hospital or a chemist or to buy. For example, if you go to a physician which is not affiliated to a hospital, he or she can refer that these are the tests and you do it from this pathological lab. I'm giving you a reference. That's a direct matter, that's a push. But in spite of efforts, the general referrals, if the patient flow is low, so I don't go to any physician, I directly go to the consumers. You know what, I've started a pathological lab, I've opened up a new hospital, please let us know that if you need it, that's a pull. So I'm pulling customers to my, or my pulling a product, that's a sell promotion. But again, the bottom line, it increases sales. Examples of sales: coupons, cash rebates, contests, premiums, samples, allowances. One of the key things that a pharmaceutical company does when they meet a doctor, they give samples. And the samples are manufactured in that way, are given to the medical executives. So they give samples. There are certain allowances, there are coupons, and it all goes to individual consumer. Me, you, whosoever you're thinking. But again, it's for sales and it's bottom line. Thank you guys. I hope you have enjoyed this. A detail will soon come with the part B of implementing a marketing plan.